Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And to help me do that each week is my cohort who's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. And good morning, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, good morning, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here today to talk to you about some other things that, you know, are on our mind about our health and what different kinds of health concerns that we talk about each week. Today, I wanted to talk to you about part of the digestive system, and that is the small intestine. Now, the small intestine is a really important part of the digestive system. Can you tell us a little bit about how the small intestine helps distinguish what will give us physical nutrition?
Well, within the nervous system is a special part of that nervous system called the enteric nervous system. And this is like a second brain that lines the whole digestive tract itself. The part within the small intestine is where we make the choice or a determination to absorb what the body needs or what the body doesn't need based on our mood, what our emotional state is, and the needs of the body, et cetera. And so we'll have different cravings, or we'll have different inklings, or we'll have different choices to be made. And then once it gets to the small intestine decides, well, what do we actually take in versus what do we let pass through?
It's kind of interesting that you would say the small intestine has that much kind of intelligence, I guess.
Yes, it actually does. The enteric nervous system is very, very important. And it's, you got more immune and nervous tissue in those the digestive system itself than pretty much any other part of the body. So, you know, your immune system and that part of the nervous system, it's not as big as the brain itself, but there's just a lot of neurological tissue that helps with our digestive system.
I guess it makes sense because you do take a lot of things in from the outside world, very complex things. It's the kind of all the foods we eat and everything else. So there's a lot to figure out.
Absolutely.
Now, what happens to what we eat?
Well, if we start with the mouth, we ingest food, hopefully chew it well, and begin the breakdown process, and then we swallow it, and it goes to the stomach. If the stomach is ready and healthy, it will secrete a strong acid known as hydrochloric acid and break down the proteins into amino acids and destroy any potential pathogens. Then it moves out of the stomach into the duodenum, the first part of the small intestine, and this is where digestive enzymes are secreted to break down the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates into their amino acids, free fatty acids, and ultimately glucose. And then the body absorbs them into the bloodstream. And so the chewing aspect of it is very, very important. Most people don't chew their food well enough, which is why we have so much digestive issues and stomach upset and reflux and gas and bloating and indigestion. If we just started chewing properly, it would make the job of our stomach and our intestines that much easier to do their job.
I guess because what you're talking about is everything gets broken down into component parts. So if you precede that process by chewing your food well, it's already broken down partly.
Right. It's already broken down, and then there's an enzymatic process that cleaves the bonds within the food material itself, taking complex chains and cleaving off individual components, meaning the amino acids, the free fatty acids, and ultimately with the carbohydrates themselves, breaks them down into glucose molecules.
Mm-hmm. So, and those molecules then are they absorbed in the small intestine? Is that where that happens?
Well, the essential ones are definitely absorbed, and some of the non-essential ones are also the essential and non-essential amino acids, the essential and non-essential free fatty acids, and the glucose. And anything else is let go of if the system is working properly, and most people's aren't, unfortunately.
So what happens if our small intestine just passes the parts we need without being able to absorb them?
Then we suffer from malnutrition and develop nutritional deficiency diseases like obesity, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, stroke, among all the other diseases that we suffer from in society.
Mm-hmm. So, and what causes us to lose that ability to absorb nutrients?
Well, improper breakdown of the macronutrients into the micronutrients, along with the destroying of our digestive flora, meaning the good bacteria that assist the breakdown process. And this is due to antibiotic use. This is due to chlorinated water. This is due to other medicines that suppress how the normal function takes place and interferes with the breakdown and absorbability process.
Mm-hmm. What happens if we eat what somebody might call bad foods or contaminated foods?
Well, if your gallbladder is working properly, you should actually throw up. If it's not, you'll get reflux, indigestion, gas and bloating, or things will liquefy and run out the other end, depending upon the health. So the healthier your gallbladder, the faster things will get thrown out of you through the upper end. And if the gallbladder is unhealthy, then you'll have various imbalances within the middle part of the body with the reflux and the indigestion and the gas and the bloating. And then if the gallbladder is really not all that healthy, it may liquefy things and run them out the other end.
Mm-hmm. So now, how does the overall health of our whole body affect the ability of our small intestine?
Well, if you're stressed and all the organs and glands are not getting along properly, our health will definitely deteriorate. This includes the functioning of the small intestine and leads to everything else failing over time. And so things with self-esteem, things with feeling vulnerable, things with, feeling abandoned or deserted, or, if a person feels depleted or suppressed, or if they, have vivid dreaming and those kinds of things, that actually affects how your small intestine functions. And, these are all clues or indicators into a small intestine imbalance, along with things like the heart or your endocrine system, because those organs and glands are all related under the, quote, fire element.
I see. Now, one of the interesting things that I think a lot of people don't realize is that really, the food that's going through your body is not actually considered to be inside your body. I mean, the digestive system is where they cross into your body. So in a way that that connection to the outside world and you know, the stuff that's there passing through, is that really ever inside your body?
Well, it is once it crosses that digestive system barrier and gets into the bloodstream. As long as it's in the digestive tube, meaning somewhere between your mouth and your anus, that whole tube is not inside the body. It's like if you look at a classic donut, one that doesn't have anything in it, you just got the little round donut. It's like a little Cheerio. In the center of the Cheerio or in the center of the donut, you're not actually in the donut. If you want to permeate or penetrate the donut, you actually have to break through the side of the donut.
And that's true.
That's essentially the barrier that food passes through the opening, and then pieces of it, if it's properly digested, get absorbed through the digestive system wall, through the microvilli into the bloodstream, to where they then collect in the larger vessels that take the blood and the nutrients to the liver for inventory.
So really, all the nutrients that get inside your body have to get into your body through the bloodstream.
They have to get through the digestive system wall into the bloodstream, which then go to the liver for inventorying, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a condition known as leaky gut syndrome, and can you tell us what that is and how that relates to the small intestine?
Well, leaky gut is what results when the proper microbiome is destroyed and the ability to of certain undigested foods are now able to get through the digestive system barrier to create problems within the digestion and circulatory systems. These primarily being allergies and eventually autoimmune disease are the major complications of this over time. And so when we destroy the microbiome, either through antibiotics, through medical treatment, through dental treatment, or the fact that 70% of the antibiotics in this country are put into our food supply. By eating those foods, we disrupt our bowel flora, which then causes us to crave sugar, which causes overgrowth of yeast, which stretches the digestive system wall, and eventually creates those micro tears that result in a thing called leaky gut. And so if you're not breaking your food down properly, then complex proteins are going to go across that barrier. They're going to leak through those holes in the damaged digestive system wall. And when you get a foreign protein in your blood, that's going to stimulate an immune response, which is known as an allergy.
Mm-hmm. And all that kind of inflammation and things that happen as a result of that is because these things are getting across that barrier that should actually keep them out of your body.
Right. And so the antibiotics is the cause and the sugar is the fuel. And since 70%, again, of the antibiotics used in this country are put into our food, it makes it difficult for anybody to have a normal balance. Everybody is suffering from some degree of leaky gut syndrome unless they're taking a good high quality probiotic and they're eating high quality food and they're digesting their food well by chewing it well and they're producing enough stomach acids and enzymes, etc. And so it really is a challenge for people because they're so not aware of what's being done to humanity and what's being done through our food supply to interfere with our ability to absorb nutrients. And the most obvious sign of that happens to be obesity. Believe it or not, Mark, obesity is a starvation disease, and people who are obese are actually starving for real nutrition.
That's amazing. That's really an amazing point, and I think one people should really take to heart. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about the small intestine and what people need to think about.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, a show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about the small intestine. And Mark, I'm absolutely certain you have more questions.
I do. Now, you use an interesting term to describe what the small intestine does and its function. And the word is discernment, and that the small intestine discerns things. Can you tell us what does that mean? What does discern mean, and how does that relate to what the small intestine does?
Well, discerning is actually strongly considering what goes in, what doesn't go in. You're looking at each piece and you're evaluating whether it's necessary or not. And so the emotion of discernment and other similar emotions are stored in the small intestine, and that affects our health as a result. And so if you think about it, if the primary area where we absorb nutrients is in the small intestine, we want to make sure that that small intestine is doing its job with high efficiency so that we have a well-oiled, smooth-running machine called our human body.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, in one of the things that we're talking about this and the ability of that to discern and the fact that it has an intelligence of its own, it's an interesting thing because we see so many different places where that type of intelligence shows itself without having what we would think of as a brain type of intelligence. For instance, if you see a flock of birds flying in formation or a school of fish that can swim, they're communicating, they're relating in their own way and obviously are able to work cooperatively. It seems that this microbiome that you talk about, it also operates in a similar way where there's an intelligence in a way that whole activity happens inside your body on a microbial level with its own intelligence.
Yes, it does. It has its own intelligence. And what's interesting is communal energetic communication that goes on between, like you were saying, birds flying in formation or fish swimming in groups and schools or what have you. All of that's done energetically, and science has shown that you can take a piece of an individual and separate it from them by thousands of miles, and they've done experiments on this, and there's an energetic connection still between those two pieces, and if you stimulate the owner of that piece, they found that the DNA of the cells that have been taken away from the owner of that piece of their body actually changes at the exact same moment, even though they're separated by thousands of miles. And it's like, well, how is that? Well, it's an energetic thing. And so when we understand human beings are nothing but a big ball of energy and how it all flows together and how it maintains balance and harmony or becomes diseased and out of harmony, just becomes a question of restoring balance. And the part of the body that really helps to regulate a lot of that as far as feeding the body is that small intestine and its ability to discern what is needed versus what can be let go of.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned earlier was that's what's happening to our digestive systems due to all the antibiotics. And is that one of the reasons that we're seeing these superbugs, these antibiotic-resistant germs that are on the increase?
Well, I would say it's more so because we are getting weaker as a species due to the overutilization of antibiotics. Our immune system is no longer strong enough to remedy what we're being exposed to, and we don't have the ability to create strength and maintain integrity if the foods that we're eating are completely refined and processed. And so what's important for us is that each one of us as individuals needs to make a commitment to themselves that if they want to be healthy, if they want to live a long life, if they want to avoid all the diseases that our government and society is creating due to the lack of understanding and allowing the genetic modification of our foods, allowing preservatives and chemical additives that are, quote, generally recognized as safe into our foods, we're denaturing how our body is supposed to function and we're creating adverse events as a result. And that's good for the medical society. That's good for the pharmaceutical industry, but it's not good for human beings. And so we have to get over this profits over people mentality that we have. And we need to go back to educating people and having each individual take responsibility for their own vehicle, which is their body, and understand what it takes in order for it to be healthy.
That's a tall order for a lot of people.
Well, it is a tall order because nobody cares enough to actually, the people that are in charge are more interested in core curriculum than they are about teaching things that are actually valuable that give people their independence. Because at the end of the day, Government doesn't want people to be independent. Government wants subservient citizens that are going to be drones that are just going to go from point A to point B and keep their head down and keep their mouth shut, when in reality, spirit is something that wants to be free, that wants to go explore and wants to, you know, figure things out. And as long as spirit's able to do it without violating anybody else's freedom of choice and freedom to do what they want to do, that's what society should be. But unfortunately, we don't educate people that way.
It's really interesting because now we're talking about nutrition as being such a political issue.
Yeah, because it's become a political issue. You know, you look at public schools and what they allow in the schools and what they allow to be fed based upon budgetary concerns. And, you know, it's all about funding and how do we get the proper funding. And if we have a certain number of students who are labeled, you know, disruptive in class, well, if we can label them officially, well, then we can get funding in order to offset the disruption that they're going to. It's all about, believe it or not, it's about making profits.
I believe that. Now, you mentioned the schools and the kids that have trouble focusing and things like that. How much of that is related to what's going on in the small intestine of those kids?
Exactly. When they feel vulnerable or when they feel not confident and their self-esteem is being stressed out, one of the things that they're going to reach for is they're going to reach for sugar, which is going to promote the worry cycle, which is going to lead to imbalances that ultimately lead to disease over time. And if we just keep feeding kids sugar, that's going to perpetuate it more. It's going to perpetuate the obesity epidemic, the heart disease, the cancers, the diabetes, the high blood pressures. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And it's all nutritionally related. And if we would just teach people how to maintain their bodies and get proper nutrients without all the GMOs and the you know, all the chemicals that are put into our food, then we could get rid of all of these problems. But there's no profit in that.
Yeah, man. I mean, so much of what you're talking about is what is leading to the thing they've identified as causing so many of the diseases you mentioned, which is the inflammatory response. And we've come to take inflammation as kind of a normal part of our lives, and we end up, people take things like ibuprofen and aspirin and things like that, all of which then exacerbate these problems like leaky gut, don't they?
Absolutely. So what's important to appreciate is the only reason why we have inflammation is because we're not getting the proper nutrients. If we give people the proper nutrients, then the system is stable. There's no need for inflammation. There's no need for upset, and then no disease develops. But if we want to create disease, then we want to manipulate the food. We want to create a longer shelf life. We want to create more profit. We want to create more control. We want to create more systems that we can put in place in an effort to monopolize and manipulate and change people's health for the worse, because health insurance doesn't pay until you actually have a health problem. So it's in the insurance industry. It's in the pharmaceutical industry. It's in the medical association. It's in the technology division. All of those people profit based upon people having health issues. So why would they want to change that? Because that's going to cut their own profits.
That's a nasty like cycle that you're talking about. There's so much that people can do for themselves. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you about some of the things that people could do for themselves to take back control of their own health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I have been talking about the small intestine. And what else do you want to cover, Mark, as we're winding down?
Yeah, we really covered a lot of the sort of the big perspective of things that are happening in our world that are causing a lot of these problems. But I wanted to talk to you now about what people can do to seize back control of their own personal life and their own personal health.
Well, what's important is anytime somebody has inflammation, which is we live in a pro-inflammatory society here in the United States, and anytime you have inflammation, it's an indication that your body's not getting enough of the proper nutrients. So the first thing you need to do is you need to eat higher quality food, and you need to take a good high quality probiotic, and you need to take those probiotics every day. Why? Because we're drinking chlorinated water and we're getting antibiotics and we're having artificial preservatives and colorings and those sorts of artificial ingredients that disrupt the microbiome. So you always want to be feeding your microbiome because that's the key to you being healthy. And if you're able to absorb in, your food after it's been properly broken down, probiotics is what helps to contribute to that. So we want to get rid of the inflammation. We want to get rid of the putrefaction. We want to get rid of the allergies and the tissue damage, the elevated bad cholesterol, the metabolic problems, the hormonal imbalances, the slow healing, the poor energy, the early death, just to name a few. These are the things that we can all eliminate if we just got our digestive system balanced. And the best way to start is eliminate sugar and take a probiotic.
Now, are you suggesting that just simply taking a probiotic and eating better is going to resolve these problems?
It's a huge first step, absolutely.
Wow. Now, okay, so that's the first step, but how would you know what the next steps ought to be?
Well, you need to get proper supervision. You need to have somebody that's an expert who's going to be able to help guide you through your own personal journey to take back control of your health. And that requires a little bit of supervision with somebody that has more understanding than you do. And it just requires you to be proactive and find one of those practitioners. And I'm happy to act as a consultant for you. You can certainly email me. You can certainly call me. We can have those discussions. You know, I email with people all over the country and discuss their particular health concerns with them and give them advice on what they can do for themselves. And so at the end of the day, if you are having digestive issues, if you have weight management issues, if you have heart disease, if you have been diagnosed with cancer, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, whatever these health issues are that are, quote, so common in this country, and you are tired of that and you want to get off that merry-go-round, I would suggest that you get in touch with me and I will help to get you on the path back to where you need to be, whether it's by consulting with me, whether it's by coming to see me, or even finding somebody close to you that allows you to go create that relationship for yourself.
So now that, I mean, you're talking about somebody that really understands nutrition and diet and these things as sort of a fundamental core of your health.
Right, who can explain it to you, who's not just interested in selling you a bunch of crappy products for the sake of their profit margin, but who's truly interested in educating you and sitting down with you and pulling apart your situation and helping you to sift through it and understand what you can keep versus what you can let go of and become a much more discerning individual. It's interesting. We started with the small intestine, the organ of discernment, and we're finishing with the, you know, teaching people how to become more discerning in terms of the choices that they're making and the results that they're creating.
And like you said, what you need is you need somebody that has that knowledge base to help you as a consultant. So if people would like to ask you about their particular situation, what's the best way to reach you?
They should give my office a call directly. That's the fastest way to get a hold of me. The phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or they can email me if they want to stay in a little bit incognito. They send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. I respond to every one of my emails. I get back as quickly as I possibly can. They're usually answered before the end of the day. And so it's an opportunity for you to at least start the ball moving forward. Again, just getting the understanding and getting the information you need. And that may be me referring you to somebody who's in your backyard as opposed to us taking care of it through email or over the phone.
Well, it's a very generous offer of you to do that for people. And again, I remind people that the number is 845-561-2225. Doc Rick, thanks so much for doing the show and for doing what you do to help educate people about their health.
Absolutely. It is my purpose to serve humanity and to help people regain their health and exercise their birthright, which is to be healthy. I want to thank the listener for tuning in this week. I ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.